It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
I don't know. My son's an enigma, man. I look at him and I'm like, I don't even know who you are, man. Shit, dog. Every day, something
different.
Yeah, he's so like, just he knows who he is.
Yeah,
right.
And he's not telling any of us.
He's not telling any of us.
Holding it down.
You know, like he'll play like when it's just me and him. It's like, yeah, all right, Dad. I get kisses and hugs and shit.
Yeah.
Say something when them other two get back. I'm gonna treat you like a piece of
shit. Yeah,
man.
Yeah. That's nuts.
I'm gonna treat you like I'm not gonna come near you, motherfucker.
Oh man. The worst is when like they're like, okay, oh hey Dad, oh I love you. And the mom comes is like, I want mommy. You're like, what do you mean you want? I've been with you all day. I've fed you, I've clothed, I've bathed you. They're like, yeah. But when mommy's not, that's who I want. I don't want you.
Do you spend most time with the kids then?
So certain days. So like some days Sarah will be working a little later than usual.
Yeah.
So then it'll be me. Yeah. So like I'll do some dinners and some baths and
sometimes
on my own. Which is, that's a pain. The double bedtime is a pain in the ass. Like, single bedtime's easy. It's like, sit them down, story, whatever, done. But double bedtime, I'm like, because they're in the same room. So I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay.
I'm like, how do I?
What's the age gap?
3 years.
Okay.
So he's nearly two. So it's about 3 years between
them.
Yeah. But they're like, and he'll go to sleep like that, though.
Right.
He's pretty good at getting to sleep. My daughter's like, what are we doing? I'm
like, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm like,
we're listening to the JRE show. It's a fight companion on.
It is just, oh man, she is, yeah. And so like, yeah, again, it's like that FOMO thing you're saying, right? She's just like, but what are you, she asked me once, she's like, what do you do when we go to sleep? I'm like, we watch TV. That's what we do. She's like,
you catch up.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, so that's what you do? I'm like, yeah, what do you think we do? We just sit downstairs and we're just like, well, they're asleep. I'm just going to sit here now for 4 hours.
How crazy would be to tell your kids about it? What do you do when you like, go to sleep? You'd be like, oh, she didn't really be telling me this.
It is, but we...
I dress up as a bat. And
oh, yeah.
Fuck, crime.
Oh, shit. For real? Yeah.
Tell anyone.
Yeah. That's why I'm so tired.
Imagine the stories in school they'll be telling. Fuck.
Oh,
me,
man.
That'd be crazy.
Daddy.
Don't tell no one about this.
Like
you got to give them little breadcrumbs so their friends piece it together. It's like, I think your dad's Batman. He's like, what? You just told me. You said your dad dresses a bat.
No, you know what would be even better? It's to give them breadcrumbs of the villains.
Oh, yeah. Like,
your dad's the Joker.
No. Green Goblin.
Fuck, man. Your dad's Thanos. So any minute,
any time.
Like, if I don't play the right game with you, your dad will snap me away. Pretty much. Just pretty like much.
And my
then
mom
just
dad,
turn up to school. Like, 5 rings on your hand.
That's him. Oh, shit, that's him.
Why is he not blue? Hey, don't worry about it, man. We didn't do the color grading right.
We're not
that
committed to the
beard. Because
you're looking at it in raw. That's
why. I'm in log, man.
No, man. But yeah, nice. No, yeah, it's the double bedtime is hard. That's so my kids' separate rooms, but
Ola.
Yeah, you know. But but
he just had to hold it down.
Yeah, he is just
Hertfordshire.
Like,
yeah, that's it, man. Hertfordshire, living nice, man.
No,
you know, in the Shires.
But yeah,
in the Shires,
my daughter doesn't have to be like tired or falling asleep. She just accepts.
Yeah.
It is bedtime now.
Right.
You've read your book. You've had your milk. You're now in bed.
Yeah.
and she'll lay there and she'll maybe listen to something like on a little like
Yoda
device. Yeah, it's a Yoda. Yeah, I didn't want to say Yoda in case people didn't have a Yoda. Like people like, what the fuck's that?
Also,
you're
not fucking paying us.
Yeah, but yeah, it's little Yoda thing. She listens to that, and that'd be her done. Whereas my son, it's this it has to be described. Perfect timing, perfect routine. So if you put him to bed, so it's make his milk, dress him ready for bed, put a pillow, prop him up, give him his milk.
Yeah.
And on a good night, what will happen is he will just pass out in like a milk drunken stupor.
Oh, yeah.
Just falls. And then you have to go back in and take the pillow so he doesn't die and take the bottle out. He's just like that, just the bottle.
A good night out.
But on a bad night, it's right. I think he's tired. He's given all the signs that he's tired.
Yeah.
All the signs that he's tired. He gave him the milk. He closed the door. He's like, cool, he's done. And then again, just 10 minutes after, it's that. The same words. I love hearing, but yeah. I hate hearing. Dad, mum, dad, mum. Look on the monitor. This guy is just stood on
edge. Oh, shit.
The Texas rattlesnake.
Oh, man. He's like, you thought I was sleeping. I'm not going anywhere. He's like, come on. We're going to 9 p.m.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw, you know.
Yeah,
see, sometimes, like, with my boy,
you thought you could have your dinner when I went to sleep. No, not tonight. No.
If it's just me and them, I will literally be like, hey, you man can just go till you drop.
Oh, right.
Oh, if it's just me and them.
Would you say you go till you drop?
I'll just be like, just go till you drop.
Yeah.
I'll be like, just run it. Run the gauntlet. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, let's play chicken.
Well, because
I might be asleep.
And then, so then when it comes to next,
the school night, no.
The next morning, it's like, why are they not awake? Because I have no idea.
I don't know. That's funny, I put them to bed.
Back on time.
Drugs. I think they're taking drugs.
They're taking drugs. I don't know how they got it.
It's Eloise in the nursery class. She's by the drugs.
I told you about her.
It's a bad influence. It's the parents, really. That's where they get it from. Yeah, but I'll just be like, I remember the three went out and I was watching the kids and they'll just be like, yeah, not too late to bed, yeah. And I looked, I was like, okay. And then I looked at her learning and I was like,
I got you.
She's looking at me. She's like, she went, oh, and I went.
It's a bedtime tonight. Do whatever you want.
Just run it, man. Run it.
Because the other thing as well is like, they just, like, because they try, they're just like, you see, I love that. When they try to stay up, they're just like...
Fighting with every fiber in their
being. Well, Alani will be actually quite good. She'll be like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to my bed.
Yeah.
With my iPad, and I'll fold in about 3
minutes.
And I'm like, cool. And then obviously, like, my son, he'll just be like, yo! Like, on the floor like this, and be like, all right.
Oh yeah. My son's not doing that. When he's tired, he's just lying on the floor. I'm like, tell me something. What's up?
Yes.
You fucking quitter.
Yeah, he won't. Sam won't do that. He's just ridiculous. Like, you try and put him down, and he's like, not sleeping. I've woken up early. I'm not sleeping. He's like, you're definitely tired. You're ratty. No. Well, you want breakfast? Yeah. All right. Here's your breakfast. Sit him in his high chair. Here's breakfast. And then I'll be in the kitchen. And then Zadie will come up. Savvy's sleeping. I'll literally go to the high chair. This guy is.
Oh, he's just not.
Just like, does impressions of his son. He's like,
God.
He's done a double shift somewhere. He's like, fuck. It's like he's had a double shift and someone's asking to take the bins out.
His head just. Yeah, all, he, either way, his head can loll back. He can go down to side. He can be face down. Onto the hands just hanging off the edge. Like, this guy, all he had to do was just lay down 20 minutes ago. You didn't have to do all this.
That's generational stubbornness.
But you know what? I'm not surprised for Zabby. I'm not surprised, right? Because we went to your boy's birthday and there was the pit there, right?
Yeah.
And because Iron's everywhere in the pit. And obviously, my kid, I'm just like, fucking sit down, brother. And but I'm like, hey, Zabby, do you want to sit down? And he was looking at me, he's like, yeah, see if you can fucking sit me down, bro. See if you can do it. Go on, dickhead. See if you can do it, yeah? I bet you can't.
Yeah.
And you know, you're just like, hey, let's sit in the ball pit, not near the edge, because none of you guys are there yet. Like development-wise, like, you'll fall out of this.
Yeah.
Half a foot thing, like, you'll fall out. So I was just like, just fucking sit down, bro. And then, hey. And then he was like, nah, man, I'm fucking stronger than you, bro.
He's stubborn. Stubborn as hell, this boy.
So, when you say that, I'm not surprised. I'm like, he's got the strong mentality.
he's believed in himself.
He's got the Rashford. Yeah. He's got the Rashford, man.
He's just like,
got the Rashford.
I'm saying that. I'm...
Hey, Darren's son, he's that type of kid. You tell him, hey, you can be whatever you want to be. He goes, I know.
Yeah. Mentality monster.
I just haven't decided yet.
Mentality monster.
Darren's son tells you that.
He's giving you motivational speech.
Hey, middle aged man,
you can be the best comedian you can be.
I believe in you.
I can believe in you.
You I saw your type five. Wasn't it?
What was your show called again, Dad?
I'm gonna plug it at school.
I'm gonna plug it for you at school.
I'm gonna put it on record now saying I bet in 15 years time. If we're all still doing this, yeah. I bet your son reviews your latest hour.
Who review it?
Yeah, or goes back through your previous
what, like he'll, what,
and
he'll,
gives like a tr- what, like a chortle style review.
Like he'll, or he'll
do like reaction videos.
Like, yeah, that's the same. Like reaction. He's like, mate, that one's all right.
Okay. Or he's like, actually, I said that in the fucking kitchen. Where's my credits?
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
Yeah, it starts like tallying up, you know, like 10% each joke.
Well, my daughter's already at the age where she doesn't find me funny.
Oh,
and
damn,
she's taken from her mom where she doesn't like jokes.
Oh,
she doesn't like jokes. Don't.
I didn't like. Doesn't like laughing or doesn't like. Set up
if
punch.
She's not in the mood and you're messing around, she says stop.
Oh,
stop,
well,
stop messing around. Wow. I don't like jokes.
I'm like jokes.
I'm just like this fucking 2-year-old. Like,
does that excite you to be like, I'm gonna tell another joke?
Just push
it. Because she just gets so upset straight away. Like,
I'll be like, I'm telling another.
She's literally like her mom, but except for my wife's an adult, so she can control her emotions and won't just start crying because she's annoyed. Whereas she'll just start crying.
I remember one time we rinsed Alani for about 20 minutes straight. We roasted her, right?
Roast battle on a 9-year-old. Right,
she was just sat there. You know when the kid's too quiet? And then she just goes like this. She goes, where are the scissors? And we go, what? She goes, where are the scissors? She goes, why, what happened? She goes, I think I got blue tack in my hair, right? And then she had to go and get like a tuft of hair cut out. And we just gunned her for about 20 minutes straight to the point where you can't say blue tack in the house anymore. She acts like
triggered.
She acts like she just got back from Vietnam. Like, Except the other day, because I picked something up from the floor and I go, what's that? And he goes, and if he could say it, he would have said it. He was like, nothing.
I've
grabbed him, I've scooped it out of his mouth, and I go, blue tack. Wonder where he got that from. I wonder why that's on the floor. And then Alani goes, blue tack? What colour was it? I said,
blue. Damn.
Hey.
You can't get white tack.
No, Mike, but listen to what I said.
What did you just call it?
What did you just call it? I said, blue tack.
I know. I'm trying to give her an out.
Where's that from?
I'm trying to give her an out.
You sound like her, because that's what she said.
I'm trying to give her an out.
Yeah, but that's not a defense.
She said, blue tack, what colour is it?
That's evidence of the prosecution.
Yeah. I looked at her, like, the sarcasm, I couldn't hold it together. Yeah. I went, blue. And she goes, oh, so it's blue tack. I said, get out. Get out of the house.
It's not
get out of house.
Blue tack. It's not,
blue,
it's not
blue tack is
buns.
Crazy.
It's not.
I said, blue colours, blue it's already in the name.
Yeah.
I said, if it's white tack, it's white tack. It's not white tack. She goes, okay, so it's white tack. I said, you're fucking with me. You're fucking with me, man. You're fucking with me.
That's funny. White tack.
White.
Double white tack. That's crazy.
Yeah, but the kids are funny. Like, because since your daughter's older, so...
She's 5. And she, every time I go to work, she's like, again? I'm like, yes, again. What do you mean, again? Yeah, I make money too. I help out in the house as well. I'm also looking after you. What do you mean again?
That's wild.
Again?
So, what do you balance the comment when you said work? Is that is that any other work you do?
Voiceover stuff as well. So some of that, but that's lucky because I can do that in the daytime when they're like when he's at school or he's at a Wait, forget my kids' names. I didn't say those names.
No, we can black them out. We've only just got to a point where we're like, fuck these kids. Let's just say their names.
So yeah, either he's a child minor or she's at school. So that's lucky. But yeah, so it's usually when I'm going to do stand-up. She's like, again? Yeah, again. Although I find it weird, like, because some people lie to their kids when they're like going out to, I remember a friend of mine was going to dinner with his wife and he's like, oh yeah, just come over and look after the kids. I'm like, yeah, sure, fine. Just gives me a chance to get out of my house. And so he's like, oh yeah, but don't tell them we're going out. We've told them we're going to work. I'm like, why are you lying to your kids?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Your kids got to accept the fact that you have a life without
them. Exactly, yeah. If you're like, oh, we're going to work, what, dressed like that? I've never seen you dressed like that going to work. It's like, yeah, yeah,
you can't just say family dynamic. Why? Like, my kids would be like, so mom just goes to work with tits that out?
Yeah. Like, that's what she does.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's like,
must be OnlyFans. It's OnlyFans thing I'm hearing about.
We tell our kids, yeah, we go, yeah, mom and dad, we're going up.
Alani can't away for figure it out though. I feel like she gets very confused because I'll come in from work.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, which is like, where are you going? I'm like, to work.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you work a lot. Because Cherie always referenced stand-up as work.
Yeah, so same.
Yeah, and yeah, I was same. Like, yeah, but the first time she said it, I was like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but it's good that it's been recognized as such.
Yeah.
But in her head, she can't compute. She's like, I feel really bad for you. You work all the time. And I'm like,
so I do work all the time. Tell your mum.
Tell your mum.
That's it.
See, I'm always
grinding. So obviously, I know you mentioned that you had to step down to like 2 or 3 gigs a night. Having kids. Do you plan to step back up once your son gets to a certain age?
Yeah, because I think I'm kind of getting hungry for it back again.
Right.
And wanting to do some more stuff. And yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's a good feeling though to have.
Yeah.
Because it could have gone the other way. Like, I remember that's when I started and realized I don't want to play football on Sundays anymore. Games start getting rained off.
Then
you start getting to like Saturday night and you're now looking out the window. It's like, I hope it rains.
You're rather the whole game destroyed.
I don't want to go. It's like, yeah, game's called off. Like, yes, I haven't even washed my kit. So I was not ready.
I hope it rained off.
Hope somehow it gets rained in the building. Yeah. I hope it's.
Everyone's like, yes. I have my own relationship with God. You have your own relationship with football, man.
Hey, actually, got a dilemma about God.
We haven't even done it.
There you go. Yeah, read it out. Let's go.
I'll read it. Where is it? So, non-religious parents, how are you describing God and religion to your young kids? A quick survey. I know you're a believer.
I'm a believer.
You'd actually just tick Christian on the form, wouldn't you? That's no.
Yeah, I still rep Catholic.
Catholic, yeah. You tick it on.
Yeah, most definitely.
What about you, Kazim? Would you tick anything on the... I mean, I went to your son's christening, so I mean, that answers
so
that.
So, we tick Muslim.
The mosque was busy that day, so we just christened him.
I'm not christened. I don't think Cherie is, actually. But obviously, she comes from an Irish family, so they're quite... especially from my dad's side, they're quite... big on religion and that. But yeah, we tick Christian.
No, that's...
just non-believer. Yeah. Same.
It's called
being a heathen, is what it is.
So saying non-believer.
Although I heard someone say culturally Christian once. I'm like, what a ridiculous thing to say.
I'm feeling that,
and
actually.
And then when they explained what it was, I was like, I guess I'm that. In the sense of, if it's Easter, I'm like, well, I should go see my mum.
Christmas
is like, well, I'm definitely seeing family at Christmas. It's Christmas.
Good Friday fish.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be weird if it's Christmas. Well, it's just Christmas. I don't believe in it.
Yeah, man.
That would never cross my mind to be like that. But I need to.
So you honor traditions, but you don't have a personal relationship with God.
Yeah, I don't believe there's like an autonomous,
higher deity,
ethereal being that controls.
Say Christian. I don't think it's one guy up there calling the shots. That's one hell of a job to be doing for this long as well.
No annual leave, nothing.
Friday to Easter.
Yeah. That's like 4 days. Even the Chinese get Chinese New Year. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. God, we believe you 3-1, innit?
Yeah, but someone's still on call.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Someone's still on call even on those days, right?
Shout out Holy Spirit. What a side man in the Trinity, though.
Yeah, come on, down. Yeah.
Everywhere and nowhere.
No real story. Like, yeah, for some, yeah. Like, God has stories. Jesus has stories. And Holy Spirit.
He's the Michelle of the Trinity. He's pulling the night shift. Everyone's like, nah, sure the store's clean, but who cares? It's like, come on now.
Holy Spirit is a leap year.
Yeah. Holy Spirit, definitely the holding player, holding midfielder. He does keep it all together. No one cares.
No one gives a fuck.
Right.
But yeah, I don't. I feel like it's a lot like the universe.
Yeah.
And
that kind of spirituality kind of stuff. I'm like, I think everything's connected.
Right.
And I think that you can draw from whatever this is.
Yeah.
And a lot of the religions, they say that they're telling the same story.
Yeah.
They're telling the same story, essentially. And I'm like, so I kind of had a thought, like, I was like, what if these guys are just like the Avengers, bro?
Well, all the different gods.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then I was going to try and do a bit where I kind of like them. Different gods to different characters.
I see. That.
I like that idea. That's a fun idea.
Yeah. Yeah, they had that's it. I didn't really have any real belief. But it's weird, though, because I contradict myself in, not so much God, but, like, for example, ghosts. I don't think, like, spirits exist.
Yeah.
That ghosts exist. I think that's just nonsense. It's your imagination.
Yeah.
Haunted houses, not a thing.
Like, I'm haunting my house when I die. I swear to God, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. No. I paid too much money for that house. I'm haunting that forever.
Yeah. I think when you die, that's it, it's done.
Yeah.
Like when no one ever sees a ghost like in Tesco, they only see them in spooky places. That's my thing. But
I'd like to see a ghost.
If someone said,
I saw a ghost in a Tesco.
But someone said, Darren, you have two options.
Said, Dad.
But someone gave me two options. You can say this hotel or this other hotel that's haunted, but they're exactly the same.
Yeah,
I'm picking the unhaunted one.
Yeah.
So it clearly shows I believe that there's something wrong with the haunted one, even though I don't believe the ghost. So
Sheree said she would come back and haunt me.
Yeah.
I said you're not scary. I said like if I was in the house and you appeared, I'd be like. I thought you'd left.
I just also feel like ghosts, right?
I thought you'd left.
I'll be a nuisance ghost. That's
it. A nagging ghost is crazy.
A nagging ghost, that is horrendous.
Moaning Myrtle, man. That's Harry Potter, bro.
I'll be a nuisance ghost. Just like you put your phone down, you go to do so, go for your phone. Where's my phone? I've just moved it there.
You're essentially the undead equivalent of a toddler.
Yeah. I've just moved it out your way. Just a little bit.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok who apparently lives with a ghost?
No.
And he'd be like on his sofa, like an L-shaped sofa, and like his table chair would move, and he'd be filming and he'd just be like, oh, fuck off, man.
I've seen the woman, the couple.
And he's just talking to the ghost and he's like, it's taking a fucking piss now. The ghost keeps moving shit.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen a couple with like they do, I'm not sure if it's like a camera thing, but like people in comments, I followed them for ages, and this is a thing. Yeah, like duvet just literally moved off the bed. Woman just literally ran out, grabbed her kid, and just left the room. I was like, why don't you lot just move house?
Are you kidding me? I have any idea how expensive houses are.
It's usually not well.
When you're doing that viewing though, you just
the
like,
house is
ghost,
the thing that's haunted.
Off. Just please do not come out while I'm viewing this.
The estate agent's like, come on.
Yeah, and this is the kitchen. It's like, why are the doors open?
It's the person that's haunted.
Yeah, that's true.
So even if you move, it follows you.
Because
it's attached itself to you.
That's long.
Yeah.
That's long for you.
A long dick.
But,
so it's the lamp.
Long dick. That's mad. Imagine if someone like attacked a ghost. Could you sexually assault a ghost?
Did you not see the woman that said that she was getting...
No, a ghost, doing to you.
Yeah.
But what if you did it to a ghost?
That's a Scary Movie.
Is it? Did it happen in a Scary Movie? Yeah. That's why it's in my head.
And then, ironically, the ghosts her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's fun. Right, so... Non-religious parents, how are you describing God and religion to your young kids? So my kids are 2 and 4.5. They noticed a lot of different churches and temples on our drive home from school lately. They've never heard of God. Well, I mean, that's poor parenting.
That means dad ain't doing his job right at night time.
I mean, even if you're not religious, like, your kid's like, what's God?
They must know.
Yeah, he must have heard about.
Yeah, even at school, like, my daughter came back and she... around Easter, and she told us about God. Yes, yeah, she knows.
Time, yeah, yeah, it's old people not know about it.
One of her friends at least would have said something.
Yeah,
right?
So never heard of God or have any understanding of the concept. What's an age-appropriate way to describe it that doesn't romanticize? I mean, I feel like this person's got their own issues with...
Yeah, that's tough because I was out of my hands for me.
Yeah.
So it was like she came home from school and it was around Easter time and they talked about it. Oh, no, it was Christmas. It was the nativity. And she was telling... Although she actually pronounced it Jesus.
Jesus.
And I was like, yeah, you're close. Yeah. But like... And so then I was on, I guess, like, just kind of explanation thing where she's like, oh, who is the baby Jesus? And... Well, I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's this and that. And I wasn't deterring or anything. I was just kind of explaining it plainly as it was. And just being like, cool, you know, and if she wants to believe that, that's fine. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. I'm not pushing her either way.
Yeah.
So I was in a position, I guess quite a lucky position, that I was like, someone has already done that. And so I'm just playing like, hey, you want to know? Here is an answer. If she didn't know at all and asked me what God was, I'd probably explain it in the same way. I'd probably be like, yeah, you know, it's some people will... I'd probably say, yeah, like it's... I wouldn't put it either way to say like, this is true or this isn't true.
Yeah.
I'd just explain it to be like, make up your own. Come to it yourself, however you want to.
I guess you, as someone who's actually got a faith, I guess it could be... I guess if Nathaniel comes home talking about another religion, I suppose, how would you...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. Because that's the thing. You wouldn't... Naturally, people, Abby, they don't follow the religion you've set.
Yeah.
Or they follow it, but they don't tend to go to another one. You seldom hear you're Christian and your child at six has said, no, I'm Muslim.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost unfathomable.
I'm on my deed.
Can
anyone stop? Eating in front of me. Ramadan.
You tell me you don't want bacon? Is that what you're saying? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Just wake up from a nice nap. Who the fuck is cooking bacon? I can't resist. Jar Rastafari.
Yeah.
In your own house. What? Yeah. Head gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. Because you wouldn't... This is... I think as a parent, you can do the whole... Oh, you decide. But yeah, you can do that at 18.
Right. I see. Yeah.
I like to think if you're, it's always my house, my world. I'm not saying you, if you decide as you get older that you don't want to follow said religion, of course, I can't force you.
Yeah.
But I definitely won't be this parent that, oh, you want to explore a different religion? Okay, well, I'll take you to that place of worship.
Yeah. If it's,
I'm not doing any of that.
It's crazy because, like, because it is unfathomable because it's like, how would that.
I failed in introducing you to this religion if you've gone off to somewhere else and you're like, I want to do that.
Really, I feel like if you are religious, then your kids should be raised that religion as almost like as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
Like
then when they're older, they can almost have the more conceptual idea of, oh, actually, this is one of many religions. Because I grew up Christian.
Yeah.
My mom's Christian. We used to go to church and stuff. I understood there was other religions. I had friends at schools,
religious Muslim, studies and stuff, like
or
that
Hindu
well.
or Sikh, whatever. But then I was like, yeah, that's their thing, and then I almost had more of a kinship with them because, like, well, at least you've got a belief. Mm. And then my friends who were just like, I don't know how you believe in it. That stuff makes no sense. It's just nonsense. And I'd be like, you're so weird. How do you not believe?
Yeah.
But I didn't really have any explanation for it. I wasn't equipped to have a real debate about it. It was just, you guys are wrong.
And
that was it.
Have you seen that Bill Burr bit? When he's like, I've gotten away from my faith, blah, blah, blah.
The bowling.
With the curling. Sort of like curling. Like,
no, but when he's like talking about, he was looking at Scientology.
Yeah.
And he was like a spaceship and this and that, and the guy wasn't even dead that long. It's like whatever how many years ago this guy was alive, had a job, woke up and was like, I don't want to do this anymore, I'll start a religion, blah, 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 blah. And then being like, that sounds really dumb. And then me going back to my religion being like, yeah, I believe that this woman never fucked no one. Gave birth to a baby that walked on water, died and came back 3 days later. But you guys are crazy. Sitting there, it's like somebody believes in, like, you're like, yeah. Fast forward. Skip.
That's what happens, isn't it? Your views get challenged and stuff. Because I guess with all religions, you got different personalities, different people following it. So one of my cousins, he's quite scholarly with it.
Right.
So he had all these explanations of the stories in the Bible. So you can have a full-on debate and his faith isn't like shook at all.
Yes. Because he's
whatever you're talking about, they're like, the resurrection, he can explain, oh, of course, this is actually a metaphor, da, 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 or this is this, or that did happen, blah, blah, blah. And he'll give me some reference of what I should read. And I would say, there's no point in me reading this reference because I don't believe it. Yeah. And whatever evidence you give me, it's just not going to be enough for me to believe it. Whereas like my mum, on the other hand, you ask her one kind of pressing question and she crumbles. She's like, I don't want to talk about this. No. It's like her faith is built on biscuits. it's a very brittle foundation.
You can't double dunk them.
Any challenge
that's breaking
to
off your cup.
Oh. And I remember when I came away from church, I was like, I was saying this off the stage, I was like an evangelical atheist. I was that guy, just ruining all events and functions. Right. Just like, you know, Jesus wasn't even born in December. I was that guy. Right. Like, everyone's sharp, man. We're just here enjoying Christmas. Like,
there's that step too far, isn't it? Where he's like, you're not fun to hang out with him.
Yeah, you're not fun to hang out with him. He's just ruining things to everyone. And I remember going to, like, she's Jamaican, so she's not a full Christian fundamentalist, not that far, but she's quite a conservative Christian. So other religions, she doesn't even have the wherewithal that other religions just follow God differently.
It's
they're wrong.
Why are they wrong? Well, I don't know.
I thought, right, let's play a game. And I said, oh, do you know in the Quran it says that if a woman talks in the mosque, she should be quiet because if she talks in the mosque, she will bring shame onto her husband because she's asking questions. And my mom's just like, what? Yeah, then that if she does have a question, she should wait till she's at home to ask her husband and not embarrass him by not knowing something in front of. And she's just like, see, that's why I couldn't be a Muslim, you know, because it's just like, just the way they treat women.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Going, mom, that's in like, I think it was like Corinthians, something. Just like, what? And I was like, haven't you read your book?
Book.
Yeah, she's just like, and then she goes, show me. And I showed her it. She's like, I need to speak to my pastor about this. I was like, you explain this. You explain what's in this book. It's like,
but that's just knowing, as you said, obviously, you alluded to reading the Bible. That's just about knowing your word, isn't it? And stuff like that. And different people will know it to different extent
and interpret it different. Because even me, as an atheist, I could easily explain that away. Just going, well, you got to think when the time this was written, the context is written
of course,
in.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't just any generic question she's banned from asking.
The homes do shame our entire family.
Stone her.
The overarching thing is what it's like. Laws, commandments, whatever, guidelines on how to live your life, and within actual law, it's all interpretation. So you could read one thing, you can read one bit of legislation and it might say like, say like if I was to take something off the street, that is just £50 on the street, that could be interpreted as stealing. Because I've appropriated something as if it was my own and it's not. But if I pick it up and my defense is, I didn't think it was mine, then I haven't appropriated it as if it was my own.
Yeah.
So it's like all interpretation, really, isn't it? So you can take it as like, shut up, bitch, don't ask me no questions.
I feel like that's what he was saying when he was writing. Like, what are you doing?
That's the energy is coming
on. You know what? I'm going to put it in the book.
Or you could just
be like, I'm putting it in the book. I'm putting it in the book. Damn it, Tareen, I'm putting it in the book.
You know what I mean? You read it, it's got nothing to do with anything else he's written. It's just like, and then Jesus walked through the desert for 4 days and said, hey, woman, shut up, man. Just stop talking.
What are you? You keep writing the book. You shut up. You know what? That's it. Go in the book.
That Moses and the commandments and stuff. Like, he got the tablets. It's written by God. It's one of the only times in the Bible where God actually interacts with the earth and writes something itself. But I do like the idea of Moses just being the rest of the Jews just chilling.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to Mount Sinai and be like, this guy really fucks me off. Like, he's always coveting my ox.
I'm telling you,
don't
man.
Covet thy neighbor's oxen. They're like, wow, that seems really out of place of all the other commandments. Well, it's there. It's there, Jabbekiah. It's there.
Be like, right, listen, when you go back down there, I want you to tell these five commandments. And he's like, yeah, cool. And then he's like, all right, cool. So I got 10 commandments.
Hold up. No, wait a second. There's 10.
It's a different hand. Shut up. Don't worry about the handwriting.
We're going to believe. Who talked to God? You don't talk to God.
Yeah, he said, Dad, we don't believe you. Okay, that's another one. Respect thy father. There. How about that? That's there as well now.
You can argue with me, you can argue with stone.
I know it doesn't line up. But could you imagine Joseph just stumbling across and be like, hey man, could you just put in there like not to fuck no one else's wife, because Mary's been telling me this story. I don't think it's, you know, but I might as well leverage this.
So
it doesn't happen again.
Thou shalt not
commit adultery.
You do that for me? Thank you.
It's quite limited laws. 10 commandments. But yeah.
Ten crack commandments.
But I speak with my kids. I will let them. Yeah, I want them to know. I want them to know all the religions that exist. And then I said this to my wife. She goes, "So what about if they're interested in Satanism then?" And I was like, "Unfortunately for you, it's all the same to me." She's just like, "Well, no, that's what I draw the line." So she's like a very watered down Christian, I'd say. My wife is very watered down.
You don't take them to church or raise them in Nugget? Okay.
No. And then that's the irony, is I'm the only one who's actually christened in my household. I was christened, but she's not. And then I'll make jokes about God. She's like, you shouldn't make jokes like that. I was like, listen,
I'm the only one that's
in
the club.
You
hate from outside the club. Yeah. You can't even get in.
Exactly.
You
don't get involved with the jokes I make about my father.
Because I feel like I gotta get away, because you know what?
My Lord and Savior, not yours.
You don't even know him like that.
I would say, look, I want them to get to know all the. Let's treat them like airlines.
So you want the big airlines?
We're not flying Air Somalia.
So the big six.
The big six.
You're the big six.
Yeah. Right. So like, you can learn about Christianity, Muslim. Yeah, Islam, sorry, you know.
Judaism. Buddhism. Hinduism and Sikhism. Those are the big six.
Get in there, bro. When we start hearing these...
you come in with Scientology.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, listen, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah.
It might crash.
If they got to clap when the plane lands,
you know, yeah. Right?
That's how it is.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, there might be one that like gets in as like an EasyJet or Ryanair. Like, you can check it out.
Yeah.
For short haul, like if it's gonna get, if you need to know something, check
the gear through. It's
you
true.
Can go, but you know when Aer Lingus and these guys start coming about, man,
we're pushing.
We now fly to New York.
I don't even know what Aer Lingus represents. Is it Irish? I don't know.
Irish.
Big up the Irish. Love you guys, but no, okay. British Airways. You're still in that kind of half of you is. Up the raw.
Get me
up the raw.
Be careful.
I love everyone,
I got
man.
The big team. But I'm
Tottenham fans. Staring at my uncle. Those are the ones that get a pass.
Are you going to make your kids support your football team?
Oh. Already. This is already done. Did you probably see it? The KK's birthday, his christening / birthday. Shree was like.
Oh, was it Arsenal cake? Was it?
You know, it wasn't an Arsenal cake, but Shree was like, no, there's not one fucking Arsenal thing going on this cake. I was like, cool. My mum was sorting that bit out. I was like, just get like Arsenal badges around the edge of the cake. And then the cake turned up. There was Arsenal badges on it, man. He's got the kits. He had the baby grows. Nice. Alani's got the tops. We watched the games. He's born on the same day as Bukayo Saka. Come on.
There you go. Well, but he's
I'm born on the same day as Arsene Wenger.
There you go.
And Deontay Wilder. And 21 Savage.
The last two, I'm like, it's very tenuous.
I've got the same birthday as Ghost from Power. From Power. Yeah.
Wait, the character or the actor?
No, the actor.
Oh, okay, cool. Mario, and
Princess Catherine, Princess of Wales. Catherine. Yeah, Princess of Wales. Kate's here. We've got the same.
Apparently, she's had a facelift.
Yeah, they're saying that. Just leave her alone, isn't it?
Yeah, she's going through it.
I'm not even a royalist.
She's going through a tough time.
I'm not even a royalist, but sometimes...
Imagine going through a tough time and then speculating.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to draw... You got to just draw the line, didn't it?
No, I'm having chemotherapy.
You know what I mean? Just sometimes you got to leave people alone.
Yeah,
like,
just give her a break, man. It's just fun. Yeah. It's just fun to believe the lies.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You just... Yeah. I would just think someone said...
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah, the story's a wave... More fun than the truth. Yeah.
That's level of like fame you want to get to, success you get to. People just make up stories.
I was actually thinking about this today. Like, it's a bit in line with what we're saying.
Yeah.
Women always say they want the truth, right?
Yeah.
But they don't. But they actually don't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiction is way more exciting to them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you lie to them, in their head, they go, wow, he really cares about me, that he's going to lie to me to protect me, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you got in bed tonight and your missus was like, you say you've been at the pod, but I think you was out cheating. And if you just went, I was, and rolled over, like, she'd be furious.
Right.
Absolutely.
But not because you cheated.
Yeah.
At the truth.
Yeah.
The fact you had the nerve to just go, like, that means you couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
You couldn't give a shit.
So you have to lie to protect.
I feel like you was out cheating tonight. I was. Good night. Like, but if you go, nah, let me call Michael. Michael, man, you know, what did we talk about on the pod today? Christianity. We talked a lot of Christianity today. Really, you spoke about God. Darren, the atheist, spoke about God. You know what? You're a piece of shit. Don't speak to me. Sleep on the sofa. All of that, right? And it'll blow over. It'll blow over.
That's what you call classic conditioning.
It'll blow over. They don't want the truth. And society, and bring back full circle, society doesn't want the truth.
No, we don't.
No, it's too
hard. I want you to get... And Dave Chappelle says the same thing. He goes, you can't talk to your kid and be like, hey, man, I'm 3 months behind on the rent and I am worried. Anyway, go have a good day at school. He's like, you need these politicians to lie to you because they know some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
We care so much. Let's throw a party during COVID and lie to these guys and make this the story because... Something fucked up. So
that's true, because I remember someone saying that almost all relationships in this world or interactions are just a replication of parent child. They say that politicians versus voters, parent, child, your boss, employee, parent, child, and then the relationships we struggle the most is when there is no parent and child. So actual romantic relationships, there's no parent.
It's meant to be equal.
You're equal. So that's where you're just,
it's all adult, but you keep swapping.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. Because you just don't know how to manage it.
Yeah.
And I'll think about that. The shit politicians must see. Like the ones who are in cabinet.
Oh, man.
Did you see Donald Trump said, if I get into office, I'm going to tell you what really happened. Was it JFK?
Then they told him
and he was like,
He goes, if you do what I do, I can't tell you.
No,
I can.
I thought it was going to be way more simple than this.
Yeah.
I can't.
I can't tell you
there's
that.
There's a lot of ins and outs.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Even Dave Chappelle said, the guy said, if you knew how bad the things were in my briefings, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man. You're not supposed to tell us that.
You don't say that.
Yeah. You don't mean to say that.
Because that's me. Like, I remember I was watching some kind of like documentary talking about. I was thinking, terrorism's kind of gone down in the UK. I didn't really notice much of it. And then it's just ironic that the algorithm just threw up this video for me, and this guy's going, "Yeah, like if we reported all the attempts that we stopped,
like nemesis.
Yeah, it's like, people wouldn't leave the house.
Yeah,
you'd be like." I was on Oxford Street.
Because when it happens, I'm the terrorist. Yeah, because when it happens, people go, how do you not stop them? And I think you've got a joke about it. About how do you not stop them? And it's like, cool, that's the one that got through the net that day.
Every day.
Well, my special unit are like, all right, he's in that house. Bang, arrested him. And then they find all these mad plans. This guy's about to blow up Westfield.
Yeah.
It's just like, we got him. We intercepted him. We stopped him.
Actually, it looks like it would actually improve the layout.
Yeah. My joke was the kind of reverse of that. I was like, instead of focusing on like the one, just identify places we don't like. As a community, as a nationwide community,
have it.
Like, just go blow it out because no one cares.
Get out your system.
I admit the tag to that used to be Birmingham, but me and Birmingham have got a special relationship, like the US and UK.
Right.
Okay, you're good terms.
Yeah.
We love you. Hey, Peaky Blinders, all that shit.
Anyway,
Glee, we love all that shit, man. I went to the area they're from. Just to look around. Yeah?
Where
the Peaky Blinders from? Love it up there, man. Love
where are they from? Like, Smethwick?
Small Heath.
Small Heath, that was it.
Yeah. So now I've got to change it. It started with Croydon, and no one really complains.
Yeah.
And so we can blow up Croydon.
No one gives a shit.
But now I've got to change the tag to somewhere else. Oh. Yeah. Maybe Peckham, because I fucking hate Peckham.
Peckham's also hard to get to. I don't like how...
No, it's so hard not to die when you go there.
It's just
gentrified.
Yeah, because you fit in there.
I was in a rooftop bar yesterday in Peckham.
Look, okay, all right. Let me rephrase this. Okay,
something about a rooftop bar, isn't it? I don't know what. Yeah, it is.
I felt very swanky. Even though I was in Peckham, I felt very swanky.
Remember when we went to go do that thing in Peckham? That video thing. You was there, right? Was you there?
No.
Was it me and Joe Bingham? Bro, someone crossed the road. Did I tell you a story?
No.
Schizophrenic looking guy, night jacket, summer's day, no top on underneath, tracksuit bottoms, hand in his tracksuit bottoms, matted hair, walking across the road, mumbling.
Towards you?
Yep. And I'm on the phone to Ray from UTC, because he's doing some project that we're involved in. And I can't find the venue. And he's walking towards me, and I'm at the curb. And as he gets closer, he goes, if anyone looks me in my fucking eye, I'm going to kill them.
Jesus. Oh, man.
I remember I said, I'm by the curb. Oh. So I just step out into the road.
He's like, fuck it.
I just said, funny enough, talking about religion, I just said, it's time to see if you're real. Because make these cars dodge me. Make these cars dodge me because I'm not looking. Yeah. But then it dawns on me that we've gone like this.
Yeah.
He's now behind me.
Ah,
so I've got to know where the psycho is.
Yeah,
I've 180'd. We've locked eyes.
You know? Dead.
In real life, I just 180'd, but a 360. I carry on moving, right?
Yeah.
When I tell it on stage, I pretend to be blind. But yeah,
damn.
That's a true story. I hate Peckham with passion.
Yeah, but crackhead territory. That's not just Peckham. That's
It's just every time everywhere. I go Peckham. My life is threatened in one way or the other.
Just exclusively Peckham is.
Exclusively Peckham. I can go Enfield, Croydon, Hackney. Where else is nuts? West London fucks me up.
Yeah.
Because the areas is so nice and I'm seeing mandem everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's interspersed.
It hurts my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't be here.
Ladbroke Grove.
Ladbroke Grove,
bro, exactly that area. Yeah.
You
and
walk
I'm
up
seeing
from the station
tech fleeces. Everywhere, in front of these really nice houses.
Because you've got the Pret, as soon as you come out, Sainsbury's, walk on the bridge, walk up there, and then, it's just...
I'm just seeing Mendham.
Big old Victorian houses.
Million pound houses. Yeah. I'm like, no. It's meant to be a high rise, and the block's meant to be called something, like Pickamead Estate. That's not a real name.
Yeah.
It's meant to have something like that.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, they that's real.
What
that's
am
real
I doing?
Living. yeah, we did in West London all of a sudden.
I'm looking for Central C, man. I'm going to collab with my son. I'm starting a group, Central C and my son and Drake's son. They're called, the group's called, what are they? It's called Unambiguous. Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous, I like that.
Spot the difference.
It's so tough.
Spot the difference.
I just want to put a disclaimer out here as well. You know, anyone that's listening to this, when you see me, don't make jokes about my son. I'll fucking kill you.
No, just don't lock eyes with him. That's what yeah,
don't lock eyes with his son. That's it. Yeah. Hey, man, I think we should wrap up there.
Yeah.
That's I think been we should wrap up there. That's been a fun episode. That's been another episode of them Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To my right has been
K to the A to the Z, in between Michael Akadiri. I still don't have it.
You falling asleep like your son. That's what you're doing, man. You're just about to pass out. You run out of bars. And to the far right, Mr. Reform UK.
They all laughed at me. ask your bill payer's permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Dara G. And then, hey, let's give it up to our guests. Do you want to plug anything? We didn't give him the
platform to plug. Yeah,
plug anything.
You're talking about new projects. So, anything on the horizon? Anything that you're looking toward?
We're exclusively shooting in log.
I'm shooting in log. Always in log. Color grade later. That's what you got to do.
Come on.
I'm gonna be doing something on YouTube soon.
Come on. Well, what's the YouTube channel so people can find that?
It's just my name, Masood Miles. But something will be coming up soon. Someone just watch the space. Something's coming.
There you go. I like that. All right.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for being you felt like a fourth member, man. So big up yourself.
Is this our second year? Is this our first year?
No, second year.
Hey, we should do guest of the year at the end of the year.
Well, I guess he's in second year, so you're not in the first year of
we just wrap them all into one.
All right, before we get to admin, take care and peace.
Well, that is a fluffy ending to the show.